And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to the New Media Minute here on Reinvention Radio. At least that's what it is for now. We may actually separate this out. That's what we're talking to. Maybe we'll separate this out. We'll do our own show and it'll become its own thing. Exactly. That will be the New Media Minute. We'll do a rewind. You just kind of, we got sound effects now. Awesome. All right. So here on the New Media Minute, we talk about, everything that is going on in the wonderful world of new media, which for those of you who are still going, well, what the hell is new media? It's really anything from a distribution standpoint that is accessible via the good old internet. That's how we would define it. So old media, again, television, radio, print, those sort of things. And new media is things like audio and video and blogging and mobile and social media and so on and so forth. So, all right, so let's do this. Let's jump into our continuing conversation here around exactly what is new media in the various platforms that we define as being a part of the new media landscape. And so last week we had a chance to talk a little bit about audio. And of course, audio being one of the new media platforms, which includes live audio. And that would be things like this, where we broadcast live on WS Radio and other platforms like Blog Talk Radio and things like Zcast and so on and so forth. And then of course live audio. I'm sorry, recorded audio would be things like podcasting and so on. So that is how we define it. And I just want to make 100% sure that we covered everything that you guys wanted to cover as far as audio goes, because I know this is near and dear to Wade's heart, and he'll hopefully be joining in here in a second. But I just want to make sure. I just want to make 100% sure that if there is anything around audio that we didn't cover, that you want to make sure we have a chance to talk about.
Oh, there's a bazillion. No, yeah. You go ahead. I could talk for days. We could never cover any other medium.
Okay.
So I'll let Mary go first.
I just had one point.
Yes, I'd love to hear it. Please.
So we're all writers, authors.
Yes.
I think, do you remember those little recorders that you could hold in your hand and turn them on and record?
Yes, a tape recorder.
Yeah, but it was
a handheld tape recorder.
All right,
no?
Fine. That's what
the
we're
little
call.
Ones.
Yeah,
the mini, the mini tape recorders.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
So, don't forget to use that. Don't blow up your phone trying to store audio on your phone if you want to. But your best ideas are usually when you're doing something mundane, like driving. You come
Did
up with an
idea.
Did you
just tell people to don't forget to use an old tape recorder?
So we're going back to old media. So this has become the old media.
I have a reason.
Oh, okay. I'm listening. Sorry.
Okay,
go ahead.
Well,
yes,
I'm trying to make sure.
Okay. Remember.
Yes.
Your that they still sell them, so they're not that old.
So
the digital tape recorder.
Yeah, digital tape recorder.
Got
thank
it.
You. Because
at
when you have great ideas, right?
Which are all closed.
Closed.
Use or go those. To HH Gregg. Those are all open, right?
Yeah.
They just closed all those too. Sorry. Yes. Use those. Sorry, Mary.
Are you with me, guys?
Yeah, we're
going back in time.
Yes.
Go with it.
Okay, so how much audio can your phone hold?
Way more than video.
I would think a ton.
Which app would you use on your phone if you wanted to record just strict audio?
Well, here's
the
a great
one. The one that says voice memos.
There's one that says voice memos. That's a good one.
And how much? Okay, so then forget the recorder.
Yeah.
The voice recorder.
Uh-huh.
It's endless.
And does it drain your
resources?
Storage?
I don't know. Look how much I got.
All right. Okay. He's got a lot.
So you talk into that all the time.
Oh,
all right. Wade's jumping out of his chair. See, now we got Wade back.
Here's the other part.
Yes, here's the other
last part.
Yes,
if you want to write an article, an ebook, or a regular book, talk it first.
So you're talking about something to put on your blog, something like that.
Right.
You could just
talk
it out
first. Because it's going to come across as your voice. It's going to sound like you. And then have it transcribed and edited, or you do it yourself.
Well, I'll take that even a step further, and then Wade will let you jump in on this audio conversation, because I know you got a few things to say about audio. All right, but you could actually download an app from a company by the name of Rev, R-E-V. So Rev has an app. And what you can do with Rev is you can go into their app, and you can open their app, and then you can talk it through exactly what you're talking about doing, and it will automatically, based on the settings that you provide, it will automatically send it to rev.com, who will transcribe it for you, and they will send it back. You can skip a whole step, so they will actually send you back a transcription of what it is that you said.
For how much?
Dollar a minute.
A buck a minute. Yeah, and there are cheaper services,
too. Talk fast.
Talk fast. Yeah. All right, so Wade, You're obviously you're jumping out of your chair there again. You got audio things, and you got audio things going on right now that we can hear. So what are we listening to? No?
Okay, oh. I guess I'm going to have to listen to your
maybe it's
headphones.
All in my head.
Yeah. Those
it could all
voices
very much be in my head.
We aren't hearing.
I thought you were playing something that you wanted us to listen to, but maybe not. All right, so anything on the on the audio side you want to jump in on?
I'm simply going to say I've started out in video. I've written. I do radio. I'm media agnostic. I love video. But audio is often underappreciated, so let me emphasize these two brief points.
Okay.
For the listener, if I am watching a YouTube video, my point of consciousness is the computer screen or whatever. Whereas when I'm listening to a radio podcast, that they're in my brain.
Gotcha.
Right? So there is a deeper connection because of the theater of the mind that audio provides that video doesn't, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of the deal, if I'm interviewing somebody on with audio, yeah. I can lose myself in the conversation.
Yeah.
I can join them at some space in my brain where as soon as I'm on camera, I can't lose myself anymore mm-hmm. because I have to be conscious of my visual presentation.
Yeah.
So just a couple of great things about audio that often go underappreciated.
Awesome. And I've got to create an affiliate link because you're downloading Rev right now. And that's how
I go to
reinventionradio.com/Rev. reinventionradio.com/Rev, R-E-V. And Kelly, please set that up right now. Okay. So let me ask you guys this. And Wade, I know you could speak to this and Richie, I'm sure you can as well. I'm not sure that I can so well, and I don't know if you can, Mary, but I'll be surprised if you can, because this is an area that's outside of my expertise, which is just the whole idea of sound in and of itself. And so how important is the sound of the audio that you create? In other words, let's talk about microphones, right? I mean, like the microphones that we're using here. Hold on, I got to look at it. Wait, off the top of your head, what are these microphones that we're using here at the studio?
RE20s. They're $800 studio mics designed to pick up just your voice.
So what is the brand on this one? What is the brand on this? Is it Audio Technica? No. What's the?
No, these are. And I'm drawing a blank at the
you're
moment.
Drawing it. We got to look at the thing. So we got to stop talking so we can look at it. Electro. Is this Electro Voice? That
yeah,
says Electro,
exactly.
Electro. Okay, so it's Electro Voice RE20, and these are like $800 microphones. All right, so we've got a whole bunch of them here. We sound really, really good. How important is it to have a decent? Thanks, Wade. How important is it to have it? Thanks, Wade. Got it. Thanks.
How annoying is that?
It's a little bit annoying. Actually, it's a lot annoying.
How important is quality audio? How annoying was that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the answer to your question of how important is quality audio.
So if somebody doesn't want to spend a lot of money, we got about 90 seconds here. Thanks, Rich. So we got about 90 seconds here.
Audio is the most important because if you go on YouTube and the picture's grainy or the picture's great but you can't understand or hear them, I click off in a second.
All right, so let's talk about any suggestions on fairly inexpensive but decent high-quality mics that you could recommend for somebody trying to set up a home studio.
Like a Shure 58? Would you say a Shure 58?
No.
Why?
No?
Too grainy?
You guys live 1 minute right here. We didn't get a cover anchor. Is this why are we going to do this each episode?
We could.
What is the specific thing? We can talk about audio every single time.
We could.
We're like, this is surface level stuff.
All right,
we're
so going
to go 1 minute. What's the best mic to get?
A couple of suggestions. A couple of suggestions for a microphone that somebody could use. And by the way, we have 44 seconds until the end of this segment. So now we have 41 because you're staring at me.
I would say the 2100, ATR 2100.
ATR is a good one, yeah. Yeah, ATR 2100. What do you think about the Blue Yetis? What do you think about those?
People need to set them up, right? That's what I'm saying. It's just too much in that little amount of time to talk about.
So if someone is just starting, they want a decent
that's
microphone.
A USB. It's under $100.
And so go USB. All right, maybe we can talk about some of that setup, like
there's
mixing
a bunch
boards
of for each,
and all of that, because I've seen some pretty fancy setups in here at the station. Well, we have a pretty fancy setup here with the whole mixing board and the whole nine, and so maybe we can talk about some of that as well. But that's the idea. Wait, nope,
well,
no time.
And maybe we'll cover Anchor next time.
I'll simply say, simply don't scream at your laptop's microphone and think you sound good.
Oh, there you go. All right, guys. Well, that's the New Media Minute here, and we will talk to you guys next time. And remember, go to newmediasummit.net and join us live in San Diego.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is your what? Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.